The governor has signed several bills at public ceremonies this spring. This one got his signature with no ceremony, without even a press release announcing it. In its original form, the bill was an effort to end long delays. Professional license holders like nurses were hitting at license renewal time because of paperwork rules in the immigration law the legislature passed in 2011. But lawmakers later added some hotly debated provisions, including a ban on driver's licenses for people who are here illegally, and a rule that says a foreign passport can't be used to receive public benefits unless an applicant also shows one of several U.S. documents proving he or she is here legally. D.A. King, president of the Dustin Inman Society, which campaigns for stronger immigration laws, told WABE he wants state officials to follow enactment with enforcement.
If this law is actually enforced, it will make Georgia incredibly uncomfortable for someone who is here illegally.
But Helen Kim Ho, executive director of the Asian American Legal Advocacy Center, argues Senate Bill 160 will also make it uncomfortable for some immigrants who are here legally.
People that may be here on some temporary assignment may not be able to enroll their children in school without problems, may not be able to enter a public building without being stopped and questioned and maybe denied entry.
Some other opponents are reportedly considering legal challenges. Messages left with the governor's office were not returned. Dennis O'Hare, WABE News.